You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, and I'm welcoming you to the juke in the back, featuring 1940s and 50s groundbreaking rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. This is where rock and roll began. This is where it all got its start. And for the next hour, I'll be loading some great vintage 78s into our old Rockola jukebox, just for you, baby. This week, I'm going to shine the spotlight bright on the early recordings of Billy Stewart. And coming up later on in the show, I'm going to spend a few days in jail. I'll explain more about that later. Right now, though, let's kick off the juke in the back with a great New Orleans sax player, Lee Allen. His saxophone blew on many Little Richard and Fats Domino records, but right now he's stretching out on his own from 1956 on the LA-based Aladdin record label. Recorded at Cosmo Matassa Studio, here's Rockin' at Cosmos, Lee Allen kicking off the juke in the back.
Money was a crying shame.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou,
dumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, she left from Detroit to go to Kalamazoo. Met her about the night of fools like you. Met her a rich man who was mad and had two kids. She stoked that cat until it flipped his lid. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, I put a detective on her trail. Post office so that they could trace the mail. She got picked up and then was sent to jail. She clipped the judge just to pay her bill. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Mary Lou! The post office so that they could trace the mail. She got picked up and then was sent to jail. She clipped the judge just to pay her bill. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, she came back to town about a week ago. She told me she was sorry, she had hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. The way she took that man, she gave me a chill. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Mary Lou,
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 Mary Lou. Thank you.
Diddley with the original version of Love is Strange. He wrote it and originally recorded it in mid-1956, but his label, Checker Records, chose not to issue it. The publishing states that it was written by Ethel Smith, who was Bo Diddley's second wife, but it was probably written by Bo himself. Of course, the song would appear a year later as a chart topper by Mickey and Sylvia. Bo Diddley plays rhythm guitar on that record, and Jody Williams is playing the lead. At one point, Jody tried to sue Mickey and Sylvia because he felt that his guitar part had been stolen by Mickey Baker. Of course, it is the hook of the song, so I think Jody has a point there. But hey man, I'm just a jukebox operator and presenter, so I'm gonna stay out of this fight. That same basic guitar hook, though, was used by Bo Diddley and his band on a released record by Billy Stewart called Billy's Blues. That's actually where that guitar lick came from, and we're going to hear it right now as we shine the spotlight bright on some early records from the great Billy Stewart. Let's kick it off with his first time on record. Here's Billy's Blues, Part 1 and Part 2. Part 1 is the instrumental. If you flip it over, Part 2 features Billy Stewart singing over the same instrumental backing. Billy, who would become one of the most distinctive soul singers of the 1960s, really started developing his brrrr style on this record. Here's the 19-year-old Washington, D.C. native, backed up by Bo Diddley's band, Billy Stewart with Billy's Blues on the Juke in the Back.
Yeah.
The late, great Billy Stewart with his very distinctive singing style. That's his very first record, Billy's Blues, featuring Bo Diddley and his band backing him up, with the great Jody Williams playing a smoking guitar solo. Billy Stewart was born in Washington, D.C. on March 24th, 1937. He began singing with his mother's gospel group, the Stewart Gospel Singers. And he was a noted piano player around the Washington, D.C. area. That's actually how Bo Diddley heard of him. The way the story goes is that Bo was backstage at the Howard Theater in D.C. one night, and Billy was just tinkering around on the piano. Bo gave him a job in his touring band, and for the next several years, Billy Stewart played on the road with Bo Diddley. Billy was also a part of two very famous Washington, D.C. groups. The Marquees, which featured a young Marvin Gaye, who would soon become the new Moonglows when Harvey Fuqua hired them one night at the Howard Theater, and the Rainbows, who doo-wop collectors will know for their songs Mary Lee, Minnie, and Shirley. See, they liked recording songs with girls' names in the title, as you can see. However, Billy was never on record with the Marquees or the Rainbows. He was just an on-again, off-again member of those two groups. After Billy's Blues failed to chart, he left Chess Records and ended up recording for the OK label. He probably got the gig with OK Records because the Marquees had recorded Wyatt Earp for the label. Let's hear his one and only single for OK Records. It came out in 1957 and featured Billy's Heartache on the A side and Baby You're My Only Love on the B side. The Marquees are singing background vocals and Bo Diddley's group is backing him up. Here's Billy Stewart, our feature this week on The Juke in the Back. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside.
Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Stewart, backed up by the Marquees and Bo Diddley's group, recorded for the OK label in 1957. He only recorded one single for OK, and the year before he only recorded one single for Chess. Unfortunately, neither one of them were hits. So Billy Stewart toured with Bo Diddley's group for the next couple of years, and wound up back at Chess Records in 1962 with producer Billy Davis. Stewart had written a song about himself with Bo Diddley called Fat Boy. He was a rather large man and had no problem calling himself fat. I'm gonna play Fat Boy right now. It's a great tune. Try getting this song out of your head. And it also sets the stage for future Billy Stewart hits. In the 1960s, he would hit big with I Do Love You, Sittin' in the Park, and Summertime, just to name a few. We unfortunately lost Billy Stewart to a car accident on January 17th, 1970 in North Carolina. Here he is on the Juke in the Back with Fat Boy. Joy.
She even said I was her pride and joy, and that she was in love with a fat boy.
Finest and most legendary groups to come out of Washington, D.C. in the 1950s, those are the Rainbows with Shirley. I mentioned earlier that Billy Stewart was an on-again, off-again member of the Rainbows. To the best of our knowledge, he never recorded anything with them. Shirley was the big follow-up to their first hit, Mary Lee, which got so much play around the Washington, D.C. area that it was picked up for national distribution by Pilgrim Records in Massachusetts. Pilgrim released Shirley. On the strength of these two records, they landed a deal with Rama Records out of New York. Rama released a third song based on a girl's name, Minnie. None of these records hit big, but to the doo-wop collector and fan, they're priceless. Now let's switch gears here on the Juke in the Back. I'm going to load a couple of old 78s into our Rockola Juke now for your listening pleasure. These all have a little theme going among them. The theme is jail. And we're going to kick it off with one of the greatest groups to come out of Los Angeles. Here are the Robins. Off the RCA Victor label from 1953, it's 10 Days in Jail.
They won't believe. I did it for you, darling. This mistake that I made, I did it all for you. Because I couldn't bring myself around to realize that the love that you once had for me just doesn't exist anymore. I thought by this very bold move that I might light that flame that once burned in your heart. And as I sit here on the inside looking on the outside, darling, I wonder if your love is as prosperous, as fruitful, as happy as you desire. Yes, darling, I've got the jailhouse blues. But even though I don't know what's going to happen to my future, and I don't care if it's not with you, remember, darling, I did it just for you, because I love you very, very, very much.
Never be free.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring songs about jail, I thought it would be appropriate to hear a jumpin' little number from Sister Wynonna Carr. She was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and spent most of her early career singing with her own gospel group, the Carr Singers. She recorded a bunch of spiritual records for the specialty label, including the hit The Ball Game from 1952. But what she really wanted to do was play rhythm and blues and rock and roll. Well, she got her shot for a few years in the late 1950s. This one hails from 1956. It's Wynonna Carr and Please Mr. Jailer, this week's Great 78.
He was home with me. Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? You put him in a death cell, and then you change your mind. And then when you reprieved him, you gave him 99. Please, Mr. Jailer, don't even ask my name. And if you keep him all his life, I'll be here just the same. Please, won't you let my man go free? Yeah, yeah, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? October 1953. How could he be in Frisco? He was home with me. Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? Go free.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Thank you. to court this morning, and the judge broke down in tears. I had to go to court this morning, and the judge broke down in tears. He said, you know she was a woman, so you gotta get a lot of years. Now they sent him into prison, 'cause my baby wouldn't treat me right. Now they sent me to prison, 'cause my baby wouldn't treat me right. I tried to hold myself together, but I lost my head last night. Crying, I heard somebody say, just a trick he's trying. He as good as on his way. I said, please have mercy. He only shook his head. He says, I'm sorry for you, fella, but I mean just what I say.
T-Bone Walker's got those prison blues, released on Capitol in 1947, and that wraps up our little segment on songs about jail. Which brings us to our next artist, Little Willie John. He didn't sing many songs about jail, but he spent time in prison. Unfortunately, he died in prison at the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla, Washington, convicted on manslaughter charges. And Little Willie John had a short fuse, and so it's been reported over the years that he died in prison of a fight. But in fact, according to his death certificate, Little Willie John died of a heart attack in 1968. Let's go back to the very beginning of his career. This was his second single for the King label, and it's one of his best. The late great Little Willie John with Need Your Love So Bad on the Juke in the Back.
Crowding all my enslave me at a time like this. Little maiden, you're crowding all my dreams. Little maiden, you're ruining all my schemes. And when life seems so carefree and so full of bliss, why did you do these things to me? You'd never done them before. I need a love, so give me love, love forevermore. Little maiden, you're crowding all my dreams. Little maiden, you're ruining all my schemes. I guess you think that you're kind of smart. Well, you are. Little maiden.
The Spaniels with the late great Pookie Hudson, Baby It's You. That was the Spaniels' first record for the VJ label, and incidentally, that was only VJ's second release. Jimmy Reed had the first release, VJ number 100. The Spaniels' Baby It's You was VJ number 101. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back. I'd like to thank the Mike Roseman Musical Archives for help with this week's show. If you'd like a complete playlist of all the songs you heard this week, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'll tell you, while I'm sweeping up here at the Juke in the Back, I'd really like to go out this week with some screaming guitar licks. I can think of nobody who would better fit that bill than Johnny Guitar Watson. Here we find the Gangster of Love on the RPM label out of Los Angeles. Closing down the Juke in the Back with Johnny Guitar Watson and 3 hours past midnight. I'm Matt the Cat. Thanks for joining me, and I'll catch you next time on the Juke in the Back.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.